I'm Doug Limerick, ABC News.
How can we help you?
What can we do for you? What's wrong?
One of the things we really, really need to look at.
Wow.
Sure.
And that was that.
Hey. All doing whatever we can.
That was it.
You want to hear my story?
It's just not all that simple.
I tend to think.
What?
Oh, great, great.
I got a suggestion.
You've got JRE. Figured you deserved a different theme song with our guest today. We'll introduce our guest in just a moment. It's Let's Talk, brought to you today by Briarwood Manor on Lincoln Avenue in Lockport. Also by Simply Cellular Services on Davison Road. And by JB Computer Services on Davison Road. Our guest this morning, Ben Friedman.
Good morning, JR.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent.
Old friend, old buddy, old pal. And what did you have to do with this Channel 7? Well, actually, it was Eyewitness News around the country. They used it for the theme, correct?
That's right. My partner, longtime partner in Dallas, Mr. Tom Merriman, fantastic composer, was the original composer on that.
I see.
That was made back for WABC-TV in New York, the Eyewitness News, and then the people at Capital Cities at that time decided to syndicate that and put it on various affiliates, and that's how it ended up on Channel 7. And this was recorded at the original Pepper Tanner Regal Studios in Dallas, Texas, where I did so many of my recordings. And the original master tape on that had been lost for many years. And one of my jobs at TM Productions was to go through all those old tapes. And they paid me, actually, to do this, which was unbelievable top of that. And among many things, I turned up that original master tape, which was quite a find.
Let me tell you how we came about bringing Ben on the show. And it's something I've wanted to do. I mean, Ben and I have worked together and known each other since the ancient days.
Yeah, it was like 1904, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we
have matching hairline, too. That's great, too.
Yeah, that's something that goes with radio, I think.
I think you might be right. But I heard Ben on First Light on NBC, 2-3 weeks ago? And so I called him up, and I said, hey, what's going on? You're doing the rounds of all the radio stations all over. So tell us a little bit about what your job is now.
Well, my main job is to be the chancellor of an internet site called jingleuniversity.com.
Hmm.
So I've taken my 35 years of jingle experience and put it on a website, and I'm actually teaching songwriters and singers and musicians how to go into the musical jingle business, because it's kind of hard to figure out. How do you go about it?
Mm-hmm.
And Jingle University is a way that an aspiring singer, musician, or songwriter, or even somebody that's an audio producer, an ad executive, and so forth and so on, can learn the ropes, how to go into the jingle business, full-time or part-time, and make a little moolah in the jingle business and have a lot of fun with it also.
We brought a lot of stuff. Let's push some buttons here and see what we got here.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people, that's all.
That was done for RAB, as I remember.
Yeah, this jingle comes from courtesy of our good buddy Steve Mitchell.
Steve's been on here before.
Has he? Well, he's a great guy. We're talking about a production by the famous Mr. Stan Freeberg,
mm-hmm.
and vocals by Ella Fitzgerald. And a little-known guy by the name of Quincy Jones did that production. And that was a great, great piece of music for jingles.
Vintage mid-60s, as I recall, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, they did those for the RAB when they were very, very, I don't know, are they still in existence?
Oh, absolutely.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, you better believe it.
Stronger than ever.
They're down in Dallas.
You know, jingles are such an important part of everything we hear on radio, on television, and your history in radio and in jingles goes back to, well, you actually worked under the name Ben Phillips, right?
That's right. It all started with my little pirate radio station, WAY, which was in Amherst, mm-hmm. back in 1964. And I had to have some jingles to make on my radio station. And I couldn't buy them from anyone, so I went to the neighborhood singers, a little group of people, and put them together and made some jingles. And some people heard them and said, hey, you know, that's not too bad. So I figured out, well, what do the jingle companies do? And I went to Steve Mitchell's house a number of times and listened to a bunch of jingles. And, boy, I was sold at that point there when I heard it in the big speakers at his house. Whoa, look out. Jingles were going to be my life for 35 years.
Now, let me just reminisce a little bit about Steve Mitchell's house up in his room where he had everything.
On Darwin, yeah.
I don't know where he ever slept because, remember, piles
everything,
of records.
Vinyl everywhere.
Yeah,
that's
all
right.
over the place. It
that's
was right. just amazing. Yeah, Steve was one of our old bunch as well. And, well, let's you have Bob Wood saying a few words here.
That's right. Bob Wood, the former program director at WBEN, and you'll hear him intro me. You'll hear me doing the little Super Drag commercial and a little commercial for WAMH, which was Amherst High School. That was one of the very first stations that I actually turned around. They heard my jingles, and they said, hey, make something for us. And that was also this version that you'll hear for the Twin Spin was used on WNIA in Cheektowaga for about 100 years also. So you'll hear Ben Phillips on WAY.
I want to thank the Buffalo Sanitation Department for cleaning up my mouth. Joey Reynolds on WKBW.
WKBW Radio, Buffalo.
In 1964, as a young teenage jingle collector in Buffalo, New York, Ben Friedman had a dream.
The Super Drags are coming! You can't afford to miss the superstars in the Super Drag of the century! It's all happening at Drag City Dragaway this Saturday
night. At age 14, Ben was already operating a small studio called Way Radio Productions.
Now another WAMH.
Twin Spin.
Way Radio Productions was a spin-off of his rather well-known local pirate radio station, WAY.
And welcome back to the Ben Phillips 4 Years After Show here at WAY Radio. Mike Stone sitting in also on the Dual Disc Jockey Show. Mike will be along in about 20 minutes or so.
Ben's dream was to produce hot radio ID jingles like the great Pam's, Pepper, and CRC, and then be able to play them on his own radio show and lease other versions of these jingles to his ever-growing list of radio stations across the country and around the world.
Yeah, I really had the jingle bug at that point in 1964.
You started about the same age I did with the pirate radio station. I was 13, and it worked fine until it started to drift, and then the neighbors started to complain, and then the FCC came rapping at the door. Ever have that visit?
Well, we had to make sure our signal didn't quite reach that Ellicott Square building.
Those were the days.
Yeah, the FCC was right there. So we kind of held it back a little bit. We're on various times, got our neighborhood friends to listen at various times.
Right, right. Go as far as selling spots. We actually sold spots on ours.
I didn't dare do that, but you're bold, JR, to pull something like that off. They'll pull the plug on you for that one.
The History of Radio with Ben Friedman.
So from that time on, Ben was on a quest.
WAY Radio Productions Buffalo.
A quest to first get together local production voices and singers, and then ultimately use the best singers and musicians from Dallas to gain a foothold as one of the nation's top jingle producers.
Southern New England's variety station, 93.3 SNE.
As you are about to hear, that quest has been completed, but the story is not over. Now Ben takes his past personal experiences and his incredible experience in jingle sales, working for four of the five largest jingle companies in Dallas, and now devotes himself to creating a brand new kind of jingle company for the next century.
She's a woke-up.
And now the rest of the story.
Don't make fun of S&H Green Stamps. They're a wonderful company. Love, Hens and Kelly.
Yes, Ben gained valuable experience by serving as an apprentice at 50,000-watt powerhouse WKBW Radio.
It's Joey Reynolds on WKBW Buffalo.
Yeah, those days at KB. You can't describe them. It was so unbelievable, the experience of all of a sudden stepping into what was at the time the number one rock radio station in the United States. Now, the people at WABC might give you an argument about that.
Right. I think Buffalo had it all. And, you know, we were just leaps and bounds ahead of everybody. Top 40 radio. Dick Lawrence was there and many other people. It was great back in those days. That's when I was at NIA from 62 to 64. Worked with a friend of yours from Amherst, Jim Davis.
Absolutely. Oh, Big Jim. Good buddy of mine. That's right. He was a master at the pirate radio station business.
Yes.
He actually had a 250-watt transmitter that he wanted to pull it with.
He eventually went out to the West Coast for a while and purchased a couple stations. He just sold, I guess, the one in New Jersey.
Did he?
It was a country and western format, and Jim sold it for like $5 million.
He probably paid like $29 for it originally.
Yeah, so I think he's enjoying life in Florida or someplace. I haven't talked to him about a year and a half. So.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah. Well, more jingles. Here we go.
The Pepsi generation.
There was no greater thrill than to bring a 20-cent cheeseburger to Joey Reynolds, Dan Nevereth, Rod Roddy, or Jeff Kay.
W. K. B. W. Pulse Beat News.
The experience at KB was astronomical, positioning Ben for his first battle in radio. Leaving high school early to be on the air afternoons and on Saturday mornings at Buffalo's WYSL-FM.
Ben Phillips on the radio.
The station owner at WYSL was a persistent old guy, training his DJs, motivating his DJs, and personally inspiring his DJs. That station owner was Gordon McClendon.
Whistle FM, baby. At the whistle, it's 10:30.
WYSL FM in Buffalo.
Whistle in Buffalo.
You know, those were the days. They really were. You worked at Whistle after I did. I worked at Whistle when they were in Cheektowaga.
In Amherst?
In Amherst, yeah, right. On Cayuga Drive.
Right.
That's when I worked for them when I was still in high school. And when they made the sale, you worked downtown in the Statler, right?
Yeah, in the old WBEN television studios on the 18th floor of the Statler. Mm. And that was radio, the way radio used to be, rock radio, where you didn't have a script.
Right.
You didn't have predetermined records to play. Mm-hmm. I brought in my own jingles with me on my own carts. I brought in my own better stylus for the turntables. And you could really go to town. You could say what you wanted to say. You could be crazy. You could be any kind of voice. You could be, basically people listened to Danny Nevereth, and whatever Danny Nevereth was doing, that's the kind of way you wanted to be a disc jockey.
Well, you know, it was personality radio then. It was personality. You could do more or less what you wanted to do within boundaries. But your own personality could come across, and that was the best thing about radio.
And I'm going to tell you a little secret here. I used to do my own news under a different name. So I would be, this is Bob Anderson reporting Whistle News. And I'd go, hey, Bob, thanks a lot. You got a great voice, I got to tell you.
No kidding.
It was all that kind of stuff at the bottom of the hour. Sure, I did my own news under a different name.
Our guest this morning, Ben Friedman.
You'll hear early material from Way Audio Creations, the first division of CPMG, along with 70s, 80s, and 90s samples of CPMG material, Pam's classic resings, and other items. In addition, you'll hear influential air checks, foreign jingles, commercial jingles, portions of Ben's dozens of demos.
Pam's jingles. The fire still burns.
And even the first jingle ever broadcast on Z100 in New York City.
Z100 WHTC. The Wizard. Come on, Rosencrantz, let's go. You're with Rosencrantz, go, go.
Stuart Allen is his name. Munch Gregory is his game. The fanatical pundit on the stereo.
What's Everybody asked me about that Rosencrantz jingle. He was my college roommate when I went to Butler University in Indianapolis, where I also had a full-time recording studio going. And he wanted to have his own jingle that he could play in his car, his convertible, and blast it. And Stuart Rosencrantz got his own jingle, in Dallas, Texas.
Did a lot of work with the late Tommy Calandra, too. He was probably... Mr. Buffalo, Mr. Music, as far as putting things together for the Western New York area. Just great.
Tommy was a genius, a musical genius, and I had the honor and privilege of working with him as a partner. He and I engineered a lot of jingles, and when it came time for Danny Moves Your Fanny, look out. Tommy and I did a whole bunch of good stuff for Danny, and it was a thrill.
You did some Hebrew jingles, too, right?
I've done a number of them, but I think we have on tape here some Hebrew jingles, and we also have some Japanese jingles. I'm not sure what's up next, but if you want to run it, we can see what we have here.
The third one.
Shalom, salam, kol ha-shalom.
Shalom, salam, kol ha-shalom.
Well, those are the four Hebrew tracks that we'd like recorded for our jingle package for the Voice of Peace here in the Middle East. I hope that gives you a better indication of the pronunciation than is possible to give you in a written letter. Thank you very much, Benjamin. It's very kind of you. You're grade A, number one. Tada roba and shalom.
Now, CPMG has Team Spirit.
Well, we're going to Miami. We're playing Super Sunday, you know.
CPMG's Team Spirit has established an impressive record of audience acceptance. The Denver Broncos, Dallas Cowboys, California Angels, Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Colts, Buffalo Bills, Braves and Sabres, New Orleans Saints, and Los Angeles Rams. Team Spirit, completely custom-produced songs, carefully researched and emotion-packed.
There's 1,000 pounds of trouble, a half a ton of trouble. Super Bowl again. I got a feeling that deep down in my soul, my friend.
Yeah, all the smoke's here in LA. Yeah, we're pounding away. We're knocking on that Super Bowl door.
When you need a crime fighter who is greater and is mightier than all the rest, call Captain Audio.
Yeah, you got a lot of Buffalo talent going on in there.
Hey, those football themes. Now, you made them. I remember the Buffalo Bills being plugged into some of those same songs that you did. You basically did them for most of the NFL teams around the country, didn't you?
A whole bunch.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. We generally would go through the radio station that was the station that covered that team.
Okay.
And did some kind of trade deal with them. And you've got a lot of Buffalo talent there. You've got Donna McDaniels and Pat Shea and Tony Gala. Mm-hmm. Tommy Calandra himself. You had Jeff Kay doing the narration.
Yes.
And there at the end you had Captain Audio, which... John Jarrett was involved in. I think you probably know John. And
John used to work here.
And Chuck McCoy also.
John used to work here. Chuck McCoy used to work here.
Yeah, we all did Captain Audio back then, which is a really funny deal.
It's funny you didn't work here, Ben.
No, I didn't, but I've made so many jingles for this station, I could just plug in my voice and be on.
Look around you. This is probably the biggest studio. In fact, we know it is. It's the biggest radio studio in Western New York today.
I believe. I was here many years ago, and Clip Smith actually did an interview with me for about the same time, about an hour, and back in 70 early, something like that. So this is not my first experience talking on the microphone here.
Very good. Very good. Ben Friedman, our guest this morning, we're talking jingles. And how important they are, and some of the things he's put together, and reminiscing a little bit. Here's an early Ben jingle package called Identification Plus. Now, tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, always jingles were these short little things that are great to make and cool to go into records and so forth, but there was never anything out there that was really personality. I mean, there were a few scattered things, but this was an attempt to make some real personality jingles. And who else was the number one personality in the whole world to make jingles for?
Yeah.
And let's surprise the listeners here.
For users who want more than fast identification, CPMG has Identification Plus. Each cut custom produced to your musical and lyrical ideas.
Come on, America, get out of this stack. It's time to get up.
You wake up in the morning early. You wake up in the morning and listen to the dawn. Dan is a man in the AM.
My friend Danny Neverth, oh, he's good.
Danny, you're such a funny guy.
Annie. There should be more like you.
Drive into work in my roles with Dolly and Danny. With KB on the dial.
He's the first kid on the block.
First kid.
And he gets up bright and early.
Bright and early.
Yeah, you know he's a little nutty.
Kinda nutty.
Yeah, you know he's a little squirrely.
Kinda squirrely.
Well, he peeks at you through the hole in the record just to say hello. Hi, I can see what you're all doing out there. Yeah, early in the morning on KB. Yes, the Danny Neverett Show. Good morning, Danny.
How about that? Memories. We have a caller, 433-1433. Why don't we take a break, take a call? How's that sound, Deb?
Sounds good.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jer.
Hi, say hello to my guest.
Yeah, Mr. Freeman.
Hi, Mr. Friedman. Boy, nobody's called me that since I was around my dad. Thank you.
Hey, why don't you take a jingle or advertisement from the local station from its conception, from the time it starts or time it's formed, and go through the steps. I think the audience would like to hear how that is accomplished. Advertising for a radio station, how does it come about?
Good thought.
Well, if you're going to take a station ID package for a radio station, that's one thing, and a commercial jingle is another. The station ID package is primarily done from the concept of what is the format of the radio station, what are the elements, are you going to have a weather jingle, are you going to have a news jingle, the disc jockey jingles, the transitions, the basic IDs, the image line cuts, and it's all put on a menu, a written menu, and then you have to sit down, if it's a custom package, at a piano and come up with a melody line for the radio station, the important melody line, which would, WKBW Buffalo, it had to start somewhere, WYSL 1400, and it really works the same way with a commercial jingle also, where you start out with a piece of paper, and you sit down at the piano, and you hammer out a distinct melody line, which is called the hook line. Then you mechanically build everything else around it. You go into a recording studio and probably make a demo first. And then based on the acceptance of the demo or modifications that you're going to make on the demo, you go in and you engineer each musical track. You start out with a click track and a count off. And then you lay in the various instruments and record it until you have the musical track. And then you lay in the vocal, and then you do the mix-outs, which would be all the different versions, put it on a master tape, and deliver it to the client and collect your money.
So one jingle could be 75 different takes of the same thing, adding instruments, subtracting instruments, changing lyrics, subtracting singers, adding singers, right?
That's right, exactly.
Well, is all this business contracted out, or do you have in-house people that do it?
Well, an advertising agency such as New York City would have in-house people that might do it, but probably what happens is you get the inspiration of what is the product and who are you going to go to that's the best person to make a jingle for that kind of product, because all jingle writers have one thing that's kind of working against them. They have a singularity in sound. So to get a really good variety of jingles for a client, you have to go to different jingle writers and sometimes to one jingle company that might offer a variety of different writers, because it starts out with a distinct style. When you go to Barry Manilow, I am stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids stuck on me, you're going to get a certain variety. If you went to Paul Anka, for the time of your life, the Kodak commercial, you're going to get a different sound.
Well, how about your local commercial jingles for local people? Our local businesses, how are they created?
Well, if I say the name Ken Kaufman in Buffalo, you're probably talking about 50% of all the jingles. Ken
right,
Kaufman,
right.
Al Baumgartner, Ron Lombardo, a few other guys that traditionally here in the market have been so involved that you, on a local level, you go to a few different studios, or you could go to a national company in Dallas or Los Angeles or Nashville, but you're going to pay a lot more money for something like that.
Okay, thank you very much. I always wondered how that was done.
Well, I appreciate it.
We'll have some more of the local jingles for businesses and so forth coming up a little bit later, so stay tuned. Let's take another call. Good morning. Say hi to our guest, Ben Friedman.
Good morning, and hi.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
I've heard a number of times that the Sattler commercial, the old 998 Broadway, was the first singing commercial on radio. Is that true?
No, that's not true. Sattler's commercial was written by a fellow by the name of Stan Levy. And shop and save at Sattler's, 998 Broadway. Ba-da-dow, including Buffalo Savings Bank coming out with a ripoff version years later. Who put the plus in your savings? Buffalo Savings Bank. Bomb, bomb, like that. But
that
it was
back to the 30s at least, doesn't it? Sattler's.
Yeah, I think that was more into the late 1940s, early 1950s. Right. I would have to ask Stan's wife, Muriel, exactly when that happened.
I think it was about mid-40s.
Yeah, he did that
right
probably
after the war.
Probably at the Clint Buhlman, the Howl Recording Studio, which was a big enterprise back in the 1940s.
Basically the only recording studio I think they had outside of radio stations back then.
That's right, and I bought their master recording machine, their Berlant Concertone, and that's how I got started, was buying that machine off of Jerry Abelson at Birch's Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Jerry.
Onward and upward.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you
Appreciate
very much.
Your call. Thank you.
Very good. Well, listen, let's take our first commercial break, and then we'll come back with more from our guest. Ben Friedman on 1340 WLVL. Simply Cellular Services bringing you this portion of the show. Simply Cellular.
You can change the world with one phone call. What are you waiting for?
You've got J.R. Reed.
And we're back with Ben Friedman.
That sounds so familiar, J.R. Who was the wonderful man that made that jingle for you? May I ask you that question,
you
sir?
Did. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that one, if you remember. I know you made so many jingles. We had a choice, I know, of the female lead singer in that. And apparently the girl down in Dallas wasn't available, so you had some girl from, Cleveland,
I think. Well, probably Ken R's group in Toledo, I think.
Okay.
I know I did the Dallas group for you and mm-hmm. the my buddy in Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, has a fantastic group of singers. And they don't cost as much as the Dallas group, let's put it that way. But, boy, they come through. And to answer that question, I've done over 50,000 jingles in my life,
wow,
which is hard to imagine. But when you're knocking them off for radio stations, 20 at a time.
Yeah.
And I've sold over 4,000 different radio stations. That helps add the number. And literally several thousand commercial jingles also.
I'm going to have you do some more for me. We need
I'd
some
like
new
to
ones.
Do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
that.
It after.
Right. We'll go out to L.A. this time.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's see. We talked about Hebrew before. We have other languages that you've done jingles for. It's interesting. Not speaking, and naturally the singers over here don't speak fluent Hebrew or Japanese or mm-hmm. Finnish or anything else. How do you come up with
these?
Well,
you do it phonetically. You'll get a pronunciation tape in.
Okay.
And if that's as easy as it can be, you do it that way. If not, you get somebody on the telephone mm-hmm. that can hear it as you're producing it and can coach the singers. Or better yet, I've had situations where we'll bring someone in from Italy or from Scandinavia or from South America, and they'll actually be there with the group singing off in the distance, and or we'll put them on a separate mic so they can actually hear it as it goes, and then just sort of put them on a separate track and mix that out mm-hmm. so they can have a phonetic guide, because some languages are extremely difficult. There are some that I actually had to go to a studio in Amsterdam. When you start doing Flemish and doing Dutch, it becomes very, very difficult. I mean, I've done it in Dallas or here in Buffalo, but it depends on the project how we're going to go about it.
Let's take a listen.
One of our biggest challenges was to produce a series of contemporary songs for JOQR Tokyo, based on this 1965 Japanese production. Each cut was to reflect a different musical style while capturing the feel of the original production. We were asked to establish the QR theme, build it instrumentally, and put the melody across in a way it would re-entrench itself in the minds of a new generation of JOQR listeners.
Yeah, Bukuhoso, that means cultural radio, cultural broadcasting.
Oh, I was
Lan,
going to ask
Lan
you.
Lagio is good, good radio. Wa Q-A-R-U, that's it's Q-A-R-U. They can't say Q, and R is a big problem. They have to say Aru
Aru
for R. And Bunkahoso, Bunkahoso, J-O-Q-A-R-U. And I've done probably, catch this, at least a couple thousand jingles in Japanese.
No
kidding.
They're
very big on American jingles over the years. They've paid, I don't know how it reverses the balance of trade, but if it wasn't for me making jingles in Japan, I think there would be nothing that we exported to Japan. That's probably the big chunk of it.
We had some questions earlier about commercial jingles, and let's hear this.
Remember, 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 remember when, remember when.
Remember when the price of paper towels didn't tear you up? Remember when the price of ice cream didn't leave you cold? Remember when the price of coffee didn't tee you off? Walbaum's remembers, and that's why we've brought back the prices of the past.
Next year, my daddy's gonna take me hunting.
My dad says if Jimmy Carter's reelected, we won't be able to hunt. He's already closed millions of acres to hunting. My dad's voting for Ronald Reagan.
There's a brand new craze, and it's more than just a phase. It's called hot dogging and pets. Come on and have fun with a dog on a bun. It's called hot dogging and pets.
Wilson Farms is your kind of store. It's right on your way. Open when you need us. Values every day. Weekly specials and a whole lot more. It's your kind of store. Wilson Farms is best and friendly with people who care. Great selection and savings everywhere. So come on into Wilson Farms. It's your kind of store.
Now this particular jingle has sort of an interesting story in that it was written by Ken Kaufman here in Buffalo. The music was recorded in Toledo at Ken R's studio.
Yeah.
And the singers are the Dallas Vocal Group. We also did a solo sing by Phil Hudson locally, but this is a real good version.
Wilson Farms is your kind of store. It's right on your way. Open when you need us. Values every day. Weekly specials and a whole lot more. It's your kind of store.
You're not just flying, you're flying the friendly skies.
To find everything on your shopping list, it can sometimes be a bore.
But it's always fun and easily done when you depend on your Woolworth store.
Quality, service, and satisfaction are always carried through.
So if you're heading for town, coming to Woolworth,
there's always something new to find. You've got a friend at Woolworth,
your local Woolworth store.
It's always a thrill to be able to do a full 60 on a jingle,
oh,
where
yeah.
You sing all the way through. And of course, it yields a zillion mix outs. And that was a lot of fun doing that old Woolworth's jingle.
Well, that's great. That's great. You aren't responsible for Woolworth's going under, are you?
No, when the jingle went off, when the jingle went off the air, that's where they started their decline. That's what I've heard.
I see. Okay. I believe that. I believe that. Well, here's another one, bringing it back locally. This is Lockport Savings Bank, which is no more. It's
we were there when you needed a helping hand. We were there with the money to lend. Now we're helping to build the future you have planned. And we'll be here when you just need a friend. We're serving the South Fork people, and they trust us very much. We're the Bank of the Hamptons, the bank with the hometown touch.
The idea on this one was the syndication effect, where we started out with the Lockport Savings Bank jingle written by Ron Lombardo.
Right.
And then we had a client out in Sag Harbor, New York on Long Island that liked it, so we just removed the Lockport jingles and put in the
same
jingles.
Music.
That's right. So that's called syndication. That's been a big part of my commercial jingle business. We'll record something locally, maybe a Trackmaster with Al Baumgartner, and then I would an Erie County Savings Bank jingle or a Crystal Beach jingle or whatever and send it to somebody in Oxnard, California and re-lyric it, and we did a lot of that. That's a big way to make money in the jingle business. Keep the existing music and just put new lyrics on there, sometimes even changing the melody line and certainly changing the singer configuration to meet the needs of the client.
We have callers. Good morning. Let's talk. Hi. You have a question of our guest this morning?
Yes.
The jingle on the Buffalo radio station used to use, "This is the city, the sound of the city, Buffalo, New York."
Uh-huh. We're getting to that.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah, we don't have a lot of time, so maybe we should jump ahead to that one. If you want to play that one, yeah, we're talking about track 15 on the CD. This is an amazing jingle, an a cappella jingle, 1 minute and 7 seconds long. You'll drool over this one, done in L.A. by the Johnny Mann Singers.
The sound of the city, the good neighbor city, the sounds of Buffalo are mixed with daylight's glimmering rays and moonbeams' shimmering glow. When darkness settles on the city, night sounds slowly come awake. Faint is the thunder of Niagara. Soft is the murmur from the lake. Hear the sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in Buffalo.
Memories there. I just get chills listening.
Oh, I know. It's goosebump time.
What a fantastic.
No doubt about that. When you hear it in a large speaker with the incredible fidelity and the bass guy coming in, it's a killer. There's no doubt about that. Very inspirational for me, sitting in the barbershop getting my hair cut when I was 11 or 12 years old and hearing that come through. Look out, people. I'm going Jingle City.
Did you know WEBR was once on 1340, this place on the
map? No, I did not know that.
Before this
station
was here.
A lot of history.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Good morning.
You were around, but not me.
No, my grandfather told me about it, Ben. Right. Good morning.
Morning, Jer.
Hi, Joe. You have a question?
Oh, yeah. How about that, from that, there was an appliance dealer here in NT, Kolopinski Brothers?
Kolopinski Brothers.
Their jingle.
I don't know much about that. Maybe you do, JR.
No, I really don't. How's it go, Joe? Sing us a bar.
I'm not a good singer, but it was about savings and... good service if you'd deal with Kolopinski Brothers.
We're going to have to look for that one. Well, thanks, Joe. We'll look for that one. Well, let's see. WUSJ, we had the Johnny Mann Singers, but they did some stuff for this station way back when, didn't they?
WUSJ. WUSJ. WUSJ.
Same singers that sang the Flintstones jingle, as a matter of fact.
WUSJ.
Dobie Gillis, Dobie. Same singers.
Ah.
WUSJ.
And let's not forget the Patty Duke Show. They sang that also.
Wow, a lot of history.
WUSJ.
And then we became...
1340 WLVL. Frogs with J.R. Reed.
Oh! When did you do that one for me? Mid-80s?
I would guess that was probably about 85.
Yeah, okay.
I think we need to start talking about our bread and butter here. The most famous jingle, I would think one of the top commercial jingles, the Roto-Rooter jingle, which I'm involved in a project with Roto-Rooter, which we're going to talk about. Do you think we can cue up track 19 here, JR, and
we're
give that a
set.
Listen?
Sure.
Sewer clogged, drain running slow.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go trouble down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, that's Captain Stubby in the Buccaneers, recorded in 1956. And then we have one other one here, if you can run that one on the next track from the 1980s, where they've updated their sound.
Call
Yeah, you know, Roto-Rooter is having a thing called the Roto-Rooter Jingle Jam Contest, and all the information is available at rotorooter.com or jingleuniversity.com. And what it's just a really exciting deal where they're asking people to kind of take that original jingle lyrics, the famous ones, that's our name, and away go troubles down the drain, Roto-Rooter, and make a music video out of it. And what they're looking for is to get creative, do something humorous, have sort of an everyday plumbing and drain problem, and get the family together and make a video, create your own music, do your own video production, make it a few minutes long, and You know, I would suggest that it'd be a great idea to do a little spoof on the Starship Enterprise, because where is the bathroom on the Starship Enterprise? Can you imagine Mr. Scott with his old-fashioned wrenches saying, "I can't get it. I need more power, Captain."
And better yet, do you stand up or sit down?
You don't know on the Enterprise, I'll tell you that. Probably upside down.
There you go.
Yeah, because they turn off their gravity machine. That would be trouble, I think, but they figured that out. And then all of a sudden, a close-up on Mr. Spock. And away go troubles down the drain. I mean, you could do a lot of neat things. They're giving away a trip for two to the 2002 Grammys worth $10,000.
Nice.
And Jiggle University and Roto-Rooter are promoting this. I'm honored to be a judge in this contest and decide maybe who's going to be that winner. And, boy, it's a great prize, a lot of fun. So all my musical buddies here in Buffalo, you can be a jingle producer, or you can be anybody off the street. You can just have somebody singing in the shower, or you can do an elaborate production. But it's got to be funny and cute, and you can send it in to Roto-Rooter. Just go to that website, Roto-Rooter, ROTOROOTER.com, and you will find information. You'll find some profile on me, and you'll also be able to link over to Jingle University. And when you go to my website, you can hear all these great old jingles.
Neat.
And you can hear most of the stuff that we've been listening to today also.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Good morning.
I just want to mention, I remember growing up, I'm mid-50, right? And my father always had this Polish radio station on. And I remember Lucky Urban.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? We went to Calvin's Interiors, and the gentleman was working there part-time. He's retired.
Uh-huh.
And he was working there part-time as a salesman. He was surprised that we remembered.
I have that a copy of that jingle at home in my archives. I have it in English and in Polish.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I remember it in English.
Uh-huh.
But we always had to listen to that on Saturday. That was my father's, idea.
Lucky Urban. Oh, yes.
Correct. Yeah. And but he was surprised that, that my husband and I, remembered that. But he works part-time as a salesman now at Calvin's Furniture in Williamsville on Transit.
Well, that's the entire concept of a jingle, is it's short enough to be able to remember. And
right.
We have a left side and a right side in our brain, and the professional psychologists and doctors will tell you that certain people are gifted on one side of their brain, depending on your left-handed or right-handed, actually.
But I always remember that jingle.
That's a great classic jingle, and that's the whole idea of jingles, is to carry that through so you can remember it, and a positive image of the client will portray.
Thanks for your call. The Ballad of Buffalo, let's talk a little bit about that when we have time to play that, I think.
Well, this is a very, very famous jingle from 1962, where WKBW wanted to do something completely dramatic and different, and they went to, I wasn't president of this company at the time, but they went to the most famous jingle company, Pam's Jingles in Dallas, and they spent an amazing fee of $10,000 in 1962, which is probably worth $100,000 now.
Mm.
And a very good buddy of mine, Dan Alexander, is a lead singer on here. You hear the group, you hear Gene Oliver singing. And this sort of tells itself about Buffalo and what we were all about. So let's give it a listen.
Strange and new, I might take time to mention a few. I've been to Paris and to London, even Tokyo and Rome, but Buffalo's where I found my home.
Buffalo, New York, it's a city of wonderful people. Shangri-La near old Niagara, Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York, it's a vital city on the go. Buffalo, my home. The summers are grand, the winter's fun. In the Queen City of the Lakes, America's gateway to Canada. Buffalo's got what it takes. Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York. It's the good neighbor city. Buffalo, my home.
We have a dozen lovely family towns around our big bright city, with shady streets and homes so neat. No wonder Buffalo's so pretty.
Schools abound,
in our town. Canisius, DeVille, the University, Cultural Pride, and Music Hall, and the Albright Knox Art Museum.
Our industry's famous, it comes day and night. We're the world's greatest millers, cause we do it right. We're steel makers, car makers, railroad men too. Workmanship shows in whatever we do.
Buffalo, my home. Buffalo, my home. We pray together, stay together in Buffalo, my home. Buffalo.
Buffalo goes for sports. See the Bills and the Bisons too. We have trotting, hockey, boating too, and Alexander Graham Bull.
Our Philharmonic Orchestra, our parks, museums too. Draw visitors from all 50 states. There's so much to see and do.
The summers are grand, the winter's fun in the Queen City of the Lakes, America's gateway to Canada. Buffalo's got what it takes. Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York. It's the good neighbor city. Buffalo's my home. Buffalo, New York.
Boy, what a memory maker that was, huh?
Well, yeah, and I don't want to overblow it, but in the jingle business, this is a real icon jingle. This is something that had never been done before. This is something that was over 4 minutes. And I'm telling you, it was really a thrill to hear that the first time.
You're sending out a sound that you want to get around, and your sound better be the best. There's a Dallas name that's built music fame. He's standing out ahead of the rest. Your reputation's on the line when it comes to jingle time, and Ben's the best guy to help you out. Over 30 years of experience on over 50,000 jingles and shouts.
When I made this jingle in Nashville, I was thinking about that KB jingle. I had to make something, I had to make a jingle for myself, which was like superior and bigger. And I spent $10,000 to make this one little jingle for myself in Nashville using the same people that play on Garth Brooks and all these other great country jingles and country songs.
Over 30 years of experience on over 50,000 jingles and shouts. Before you put your money down, you better consider, are you dealing with Ben or a jingle illiterate? He'll guide you through all the listening, special lyrics and image positioning. He is the jingle guy. You'll get the best results, and I'm telling you why. Over 30 years of experience on over 50,000 jingles and shouts.
Yeah, you know, positioning is very important in jingles. And you have to position yourself as being basically the icon producer. And once I got to the top of the pyramid, it was very easy to get those clients giving you a call. It took a lot, many years to do it, and many jingle companies I had to work with.
Right.
But finally I got to that point with this.
Ben Friedman, our guest this morning. Mr. Jingles.
Yeah, we're talking about some good players here down in Nashville. And you're not going to believe this, but they did it in one take.
No
kidding. Took a lot of preparation to do it. Wow. But these were really good guys. It was quite a production.
Over 30 years of experience on over 50,000 jingles and shouts.
This is the same session that I did the WYRK package in, that they ran for several years. 106.5 WYRK jingles. It was an honor to do that one also. This, you probably heard this as the WYRK weather jingle, because they used this same bed for many years, for 4 or 5 years, to promote the weather in Buffalo.
Over 30 years of experience on over 50,000 jingles and shouts.
JR, I really appreciate you having me on the show here today. It was a thrill.
Hey, Ben, this was fun. We have a lot more we could talk about. Let's do it again sometime, okay?
I'll bring about 50,000 reels of old tape here. We'll pull them all out for you. Just give me about maybe 12, 15 days of airtime. That'll be fine for me.
Let's Talk, brought to you today by Briarwood Manor, Lincoln Avenue, Lockport. Simply Cellular Service on Davison Road. And by JB Computer Services.
Now it's time to end the song, and you know you can't go wrong when you order your jingles from Ben. You'll have this guarantee, you'll get the best IDs, musical production of the highest quality. Call Ben, day or night, for jingles super hot or jingles nice and light. Call Ben Friedman Productions, 'cause Ben is gonna do you right.
You're listening to WLVL, Lockport, your hometown radio station.
Good morning, it's 10 o'clock. I'm